Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle. It's been a wonderful day today. Marvelous things have been happening. And I've been visiting with a person down the street. You probably don't even know them. But they are sort of a wonderful family. The mother had left the family long time ago, at least about a year ago, and the family's been without a mother for over a year. And the children are many ages. The children are 5 and 7 and 13 and 22. My goodness, you know, what a wonderful variety of children those in that family. But they're just a wonderful family. And Daddy has had many lady friends that he went out with, and he would go to dances or he'd go to parties with them. But one was a very special lady, and he invited her to dinner many times at the house. And the family got to know this lady, and they thought, gee, she's kind of a nice lady. And so Daddy says, well, I would like to get married to this lady. What do you think about it, children? And they said, well, would she be our mommy then? Well, yes, she'd be your mommy, but your real mommy will always be your real mommy. But she'll be your mommy who will be living with us and who will be loving you and who will be my wife. She'll be a wonderful mother for you and caring about you. What do you think of her? Well, nice, okay, you know, not like mommy. Well, of course, there'll never be anyone like mommy, but mommy's always there. Mommy's always there. You can go visit mommy anytime you want in her new home, and that's always just fine too. But this is someone for Daddy to have here, and for someone who takes care of you children and makes our home a very lovely thing. Well, all right. And so Daddy gets married, and the children give Daddy away. They say, yes, yes, we love this lady. We think this lady will be a wonderful mommy for us, you know, even though our mommy lives not too far away. But this will be another mommy. We have two mommies. What a wonderful treat we have. Two mommies. Wow. So, mommy comes to live. The lady comes to live at the house and is a nice mommy. And my friend's new mother was just so wonderful. As I visited their house and I would light the candle on their bedside table and tell stories to them at night, as I do to you and to every one of the children around the world, mommy came and sat there too. And I saw the sparkle in her eyes as she looked at the children. And I saw the sparkle in her eyes as she looked at her husband. And I saw the sparkle in the children's eyes as they looked at her. And so when I told them, I said, okay, now, it's time to go to sleep. And so I said, now, hug your teddy bears and snuggle in your beds. Now open up your arms and let your mommy and daddy both come in and snuggle them tight in your arms and tell them how much you love them. And so the children did this. And it wasn't long before they too fell in love with their new mommy. They too fell in love with this new person. They realized that they could have somebody else in their life besides just their real mommy, who decided she wanted to be somewhere else. And that's okay, because we don't own people. Even our mommies and daddies, we don't own them. But we release them and let them go for whatever experiences, if they die or if they live or if they move away or if they get a divorce, all that old dumb divorce thing, but that's part of life, you know. But you don't anger about it, because mommy still loves you, wherever mommy may be, whether she's in heaven or whether she's living down the street. She still loves you, and we know that. So as I saw these children doing these things, I thought to myself, what a wonderful group of children, that they now have a new mommy, and they really appreciate this new mommy, and they think she's so wonderful. And little by little, the wonderful thing happened. Their real mommy came over to visit often, and she too fell in love with the new mommy, and she thought the new mommy was just wonderful. And she told the children how much the new mummy was so wonderful. She told the children how much the new mummy was such a lovely lady. And she brought her new husband along. And here, Daddy with his new wife and Mommy with her new husband, all having dinner with the children, and all friendly and harmonious. And it was wonderful. Now, I don't understand how these things work or why these things work or why mummies and daddies don't always stay in love with each other, but that's not what we're worried about. We're not worried about anything, in fact. We're just thinking about the idea that this is the new arrangement, and this is the new love affair. This is the new experience. And now I got two mummies. And now, sort of, I got two daddies. Now, isn't that wonderful? All the children would say. Well, now, this is the way it goes sometimes. So if this ever happens in your home, if this ever happens in your life, remember, you're not getting one piece of cake. You're getting four pieces of cake. When mommy marries someone new and daddy marries someone new, you get two mommies and two daddies. And how wonderful it is to share the deep love that you have for one and for all. Now, it's time for you to go to sleep there. I see Mr. Sandman is coming down. We better get ready for him, because he's going to pop some pixie dust in your eyes, and you're going to go to sleep and have wonderful dreams about all of your friends and their mommies and daddies and their experiences. And you're going to be so thankful for your mommy and daddy, whether they're the first time or the second time or whatever they are. You're going to be so thankful for them because they are so wonderful. So, now, slide under the covers. Here comes Mr. Sandman, dropping his pixie dust in your eyes, so that you will sleep and dream and have wonderful thoughts. The wonderful thoughts that remind you just how great you are. So, until next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, good night, and I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.